Welcome to Park Chatter, the podcast that brings you the latest news and insights on all things Disney theme parks and resorts with your hosts, Matt and Katie. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for some insider knowledge, they've got you covered. From the latest ride openings and food festivals to trip planning and advice, they're your ultimate guide to all things Disney. So sit back, relax, and let's chat on Park Chatter.
Welcome to another episode of Park Chatter. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm with Katie. Katie, how's it going tonight?
Oh, hello. Oh, I'm just dropping things. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Can't complain. It's been a good week. We've had some good weather. You know,
we've had
earthquakes here in New Jersey. Did that happen last week? I don't remember.
No, I don't think we talked. No, I think it happened
afterwards. Okay. Yeah, we've had earthquakes here, then the solar eclipse. So, you know, crazy week.
Dude,
you know?
Were you in 100% totality?
No. Yeah. Here in New Jersey, we were not. Yeah.
No.
You were?
We were in 100%. I just sat outside of my backyard and watched the sun get blocked by the moon for 2 minutes.
Wow.
And it was wild. It was wild, man. It got so dark and so cold. All the birds stopped chirping. All the bees went away because they thought it was nighttime. My dog thought it was dinner time. Like, it was wild.
What? Oh, you were in full totality? That's
yes,
awesome. I knew it was going through Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in Dayton. And so we were kind of like on the lower side of it, like right on the edge of totality. Mm. So it wasn't very long. It was only like maybe 2 minutes.
I mean, still, it's a long time. Yeah.
Because
I think. Oh, man. Yeah. Super, super jealous. Yeah. Yeah, well, apparently the next one, I think it's in 2045, full totality is going through Orlando.
Yes, so, isn't that wild?
Got to be in Disney World.
That's going to be like the busiest park day ever, and I want to be there.
I know.
But yeah. I also don't want to be there.
I know, and I'm going to be so old. I mean,
oh, well, that too, but...
I'm turning 36 in a couple weeks, and man... That's 21 years from now.
Yeah, I know. I'm turning 32 in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
That seems old.
I know. We're still young. We're good.
I mean, I act like a 5-year-old, so I assume that means I'm actually 5. So
we're adults talking about Disney. So how old could we get?
I know. Perpetually young at heart.
I know. Exactly. Well, that's so cool. I'm really jealous. Everyone says seeing it in full totality is dope.
Yes.
Man. Yeah, there's like just solar eclipse chasers out there. Like they go all around the world seeking them out. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, it was funny because it was super, super hyped up and everyone was crazy. Schools were closed and businesses were shutting and leaving, like letting everyone out early, and everyone was taking off work, and it was so hyped. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, it's gonna be cool, but like, I think we'll be fine. Like, my sister was scared to drive anywhere because she's like, it's gonna be bad traffic and people are gonna be crazy and you have to stay home. Which speaks a lot to her personality anyway, but I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. So I was considering maybe walking up to the park, but we just stayed in our backyard. And I will say, it was seriously cool. Like, it was actually so much cooler than I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like 2 minutes and I was like, oh, that was fun.
Still, it's 2 minutes. Okay. That's great. You know, it's rare. Not everyone gets to see it.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
And it's awesome that you're already living in the line of it.
Yes,
so
you didn't
have to go anywhere because there are lots of people that traveled to it.
So. I know. Yeah. But nope, just right in my backyard. Sat with our chairs out and middle of the yard and just watched it go. We had glasses and all that good stuff. So,
well, sounds good. All right. Well, let's get to some Disney chat. We got lots to discuss tonight.
Ooh.
So I actually have a couple updates for my trip that, my trip that is coming up in, well over a year or no, less than a year, less than a year,
less like than a year, less
11
year.
Months, planning to go first week of March. So just this evening, we found out that my sister-in-law, she'll be coming on the trip with us now, which is awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, so now it looks like we're going to have to upgrade our room from one bedroom to two bedroom to fit all of us. Mm-hmm. Woe is me.
So sorry.
Yeah, so, but it's really exciting because it's her first trip since 2016.
Nice.
Not to get, morbid here, but she was there when that alligator, I'm not going to mention anymore.
Yeah, okay. Ooh,
the alligator attack? Yeah, she was there. That's literally the last time she was there. She was there when it happened. She was staying at the Polynesian and it happened over at the Grand Floridian.
Oh my God.
So yeah, crazy. Anyways, she was there. Yeah, so that was 2016, I believe it was.
8 years ago, wow.
Yeah, she actually went for her 21st birthday.
Aww.
Yeah, so she has not been back since. But yeah, since the, her dad is going and, stepmom, she was like, I'm going to go. Let's do it. So
nice. Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. That's awesome. And then the second one. So last week I talked about the Sommelier Room over at Citrico's. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of information on it. It's and I told you that the Disney cast member I talked to didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
So this is a thing that not many people really know about just because I think there's one. I'll go through the details because this is what I found out. So the best way to contact them is directly through email. And I wish I had it up right now, but I don't. But I believe it was WD. I'm going to get it really quick. Where is it? Okay. So it is www.citricos@disney.com. If you want to do this experience, just email them directly. It took a few days to get a response. Actually, 6 days for them to get back
to
me. Yeah. It took 6 days to get back to me. But they got back to me, which is awesome. And then after that, they were very communicative, through that. So it was actually pretty awesome. So what happened was, they were like, okay, when are you looking to go? And I'm like, March, we're looking to do March 5th of next year. And they're like, okay, she said she put a hold on the calendar for that date. As of right now, a party of four. And she said, with the reservation being a year away, we put a hold in our calendar for you. And if you'd like to keep us updated, we can adjust any information in our notes, such as party size. And she said, we won't be able to send out a reservation confirmation until 60 days out, which then they will finalize guest counts and allergies. So pretty much I have a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
11 months in advance.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I never heard of that happening. I don't know how tours work. Cause you said you did a tour recently, right?
Yeah.
How did you have to reserve
behind
that?
Behind the scenes. We just booked it online. Actually, honestly, I had Shannon do it for us, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I don't know how those work. I think you can book them online the last time I remember.
You can book them online. But it still had that, I think it was still a 60-day window.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, this was you email them directly. You can call as well, but calling is just kind of tough. But anyways, they would rather keep contact because I'm like, hey, if you want to call me and, talk about it, they're like, oh, email is just easier because it's going to go to whoever is managing mm-hmm. that night, whoever's on call.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, awesome. So she sent me then some information, all the updated information. So if you want to know about it, the Sommelier Room is again at Citrico's at the Grand Floridian. It's available once each evening and is booked directly exclusively through Citrico's team again via email. Reservations can only be made up in to 60 days in advance. However, like they said, they can hold a request for any earlier inquiries, like I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
So the experience, it is for parties of 4 to 8 guests. Right now we're going to have now 5 guests with my sister-in-law coming. And it books it starts at 6 p.m. only. And the experience lasts 3.5 to 4 hours.
Wow.
So the menu features an 8-course tasting menu. All courses are paired with 2.5 ounces of wine. And then for underage guests or those not wishing to have alcohol, all 8 courses are paired with a 0-proof cocktail. And any additional beverages are available for purchase a la carte. I know I'll definitely be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as for pricing, last time I heard it was $200 per guest. But the prefix menu is $250 per guest. And a 20% gratuity will automatically be applied, and there is no deposit to book. So that's the information on the Sommelier Room if you're ever interested in doing it, maybe for a special occasion. Our special occasion is that we convinced my father-in-law to go back to Disney.
Yes.
And he, like I told you last podcast, he's a huge wine guy. So when I told him about this, he was all about it. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, I'm super stoked. It's like, holy crap. I booked something in advance that like that far, you know, for Disney. That's not tickets or anything like that. So,
It sounds like you gotta, though. It's only once a night, and if you only have a few days that's available to do it, then
yeah, that's
kind of
why
plan your trip around it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I wanted to do it so far in advance, because you know, I was kind of looking at like the days and the schedule, and I'm like, we don't have many days that could work, and I'm like, all right, let's just try Wednesday, and I'm just happy they were able to hold it.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, so that's the information with the Sommelier Room at Citrico's if you're interested.
I would love to know what their booking rate is, because it clearly isn't very public knowledge, but like they can't then very well get a lot of reservations.
I don't know.
I would just be so curious to know what their booking rate is.
I know.
How many nights they actually book.
I'm going to ask my cousin. I haven't talked to him yet because, you know, my cousin, the kitchens between Victoria and Albert's and Citrico share, you know, and he works at V&A's, and he knows, like, they all know each other. So like, maybe I can get some inside information.
Do it. I'm very curious about that, honestly.
Yeah. I'd be curious as well. Cause like, I have not heard of this until, you know, a couple weeks ago. So, all right. Well, I've talked enough about that. I'm sure, I'll try not to mention it again for a while. We've talked about it enough. So.
It is cool, though.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get started because we have a lot to cover. Some of it, you know, is already known information, but now stuff is just kind of being confirmed. So to me, I think one of the biggest headline was this past week was that, you know, we've heard about this Magic Kingdom expansion that's coming out. You know, they showed like the big sky, what are they? Oh, not big sky,
blue sky,
you know, concept artwork of like, you know, possibly putting all this new theme land behind, you know, Big Thunder Mountain and Haunted Mansion and stuff. You know, they talked about some rumors and possibilities of new lands of like Encanto and like Zootopia and or like a villain's theme land potentially being built back there. So that's what's, you know, what people have heard. Encanto, I don't think it's going to happen anymore just because it's over at Animal Kingdom now for the most part. But, you know, I think the solid news was Disney has confirmed that during the Walt Disney Imagineering Showcase earlier this past week, Imagineers confirmed that Disney will file water management and foundational permits in the next few weeks, making this the start of that expansion. And also part of the $60 billion expansion that Disney is doing over the next decade. So something is happening back there. What it is, we don't know. but I do want to talk to you about something, Katie, because I know I always say I don't like to speculate or rumors. But
I love it.
I know. Well, we're going to do it today. So.
Yes.
I'm giving all this credit to Mickey Views on YouTube. Braden, he has actually really been good when it comes to rumors. Like he has posted videos saying like, listen, my inside sources are saying this. Like the one example was when they were painting the castle rose gold. He broke that like 9 months in advance or something like that. And he did it with a couple other things I can't think off the top of my head. So, like, when he kind of says something, when he says things down, like, all right, you've been kind of on point with, like, some of your rumors. So, he's had a couple of videos now, the second one being pretty recent, about what's coming to like Frontierland. Mm-hmm. To like, you know, behind Big Thunder Mountain. One of the things being that, you know, Frontierland could possibly become new, like a New Orleans Square area with a lot of that like facade and all those shops and, you know, maybe like near Pecos Bill, like that area would become kind of like a New Orleans area leading into, you know, Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So that's like a part. But also a new one he talked about was Big Thunder Mountain becoming part of a desert themed land. Mm-hmm. And this one part I don't like, but he's saying that there are rumors that they are going to bring not Cars Land, but Radiator Spring Racers will be part of that theme land behind there.
But not the whole Cars Land?
Just like the ride, yeah. Hmm. I mean, because the mountain...
I love Cars Land.
I know. But I don't...
Well, I've never been, but...
I've kind of said this. I don't want two of the same land. I've talked about that with Galaxy's Edge. Like, I want new things. Mm-hmm. And then the one thing I'll add, and then I'll get your opinion on it. The one other thing he mentioned was a possible Woody attraction over there, like a Western Frontier area. Anyways, what are your kind of thoughts on this like desert themed land if it were to come to fruition? You know, what do you think?
Well, I guess I like it, but like they'd still have to figure out how Tiana's Bayou Adventure fits into it, which means New Orleans Square is good.
It would just be like a separate area.
Put it, I don't know. I guess I think it'd be cool. I always like the idea of Radiator Springs Racers. Like the ride looks fun. It always has people talking about it. Obviously, I've never been, but like I love Radiator Springs.
It's a better version of Test Track, pretty much.
Yeah, but like, do we need another Test Track? Do we need another Cars ride at Magic Kingdom when we already have the Speedway? Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. As a desert themed Western, whatever, fine. A Toy Story Woody attraction, fine. But we have Toy Story Land, so like you have so many things to go off of. Don't do something you already have a full dedicated land to.
To think, are there other IPs that are like in different areas around Walt Disney World? Like I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Like land-based ones? Or?
No. I'm just thinking about like if there are other IPs in multiple areas around like the Disney parks. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like I'm thinking like Disney princesses because they show up in like Magic Kingdom, but they also show up in like Epcot.
Well, okay, they have Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger, Spin Ranger, whatever.
Yep.
I cannot think of the actual name for it. That one in Tomorrowland.
Yep.
But also Toy Story Land.
True. Yep. There you go. There's one.
They have.
Yeah. Well, we could think, you know, maybe something will come to our minds, but I don't want to make this a thinking podcast over here.
Okay. Good. My brain already hurts.
I know. Okay. I thought when I posed the question, I'd be able to come up with something right away, but apparently I can't. So.
Awkward.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens with this. You know, I just don't want to see the same ride in...
Oh, I thought of one. Finding Nemo the Musical and Nemo at the Seas.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Yep.
Okay. See, now you've got me thinking.
Good. Yeah, keep thinking.
Anyway, yeah. I think it would be fun. A desert land kind of keeps to the Frontierland-ish theme, but I think expanding it to New Orleans Square and then Frontierland, I think that actually does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Because, like, I don't know. The other thing is, like, I don't think we've ever completely rethemed an entire land. Like, we've expanded Fantasyland, we've expanded Pandora or whatever, but, like, we've never completely gotten rid of a land. So I think it would be really hard to say, okay, there's no more Frontierland versus... No, it's still here. It's just in a different location.
Yeah, I mean, the bayou just doesn't really mix with Frontierland anymore. So.
It doesn't. I feel like they see that, but...
Yeah, I know. That's why I think they're, like, thinking you know, on a larger scale of what they could do. Because, like, Liberty Square can kind of morph into...
Yeah. Well, that's why you have it in the notes here, what will happen to Rivers of America and Liberty Bell. But I think that honestly could still fit, because that is still Liberty Center. So, Liberty...
Yeah, but if they want more land, like... They could fill in that water, probably. I don't know.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
The thing is, like, to me, I want something that's going to bring more crowds and also fill those crowds. Like,
yeah,
the Liberty Bell is not filling crowds. Tom Sawyer's Ireland is not filling crowds.
I've never been
either. Maybe when I was a kid in like 94, but I don't remember. Mm-mm. You know, but I have not been as adults. I don't, like, there's so much to do in Magic Kingdom. And if I'm there one day, it's not going to Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yes.
Like, exactly. I'm not doing it. It's just, it takes too long to get there. Then you got to get back. It's just like, I'm not doing it. So it's like, to me, it's like, I'd be fine getting rid of it. You know, I think the Liberty Bell, like, it is really cool having it there and on the water. Maybe they could replace it or shorten the water line somehow. I have no idea. But
maybe you just keep the boat and make it into a shop so you can still go into the shop. That would be cool.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, just have it stationed.
Still use the boat stationed there permanent. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Make it a restaurant.
So, that was my first thought. Yes, that's my first thought. I highly doubt that the boat is set up in a way that could even be feasible.
They would have to just renovate it. That's all they have to do. Like, imagine they turn the Liberty Bell into a cruise, but actually does go around the river a few times.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
But I thought we were filling in the water.
I know, but now I don't want to fill in the water. I want a cruise. I think that's such a cool idea. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Like, because that's something that's in New Orleans. You could take a riverboat cruise and... You know.
That's true. It is very New Orleans-ish.
Yeah.
And you can have Lewis playing on the riverboat.
That'd be amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would love that to happen. I'm already sold. Now I want Disney to have that.
Mr. Josh DeMauro, where are you? We have ideas.
I know.
God, I love speculating episodes. This is so fun.
I know. Well, we have a lot more to talk about, so we'll kind of move on from this, but... I'm sure this is not the last time we'll hear this. I'm sure D23 this year will have way more information. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's move on to the next really quick one. This is already like information we know. Again, this is about the land expansion, or I should say the Dinoland, you know, the new reimagining over there in Animal Kingdom. The Disney Imagineering. So there's like a big showcase last year with last week with Imagineering, and there's some other things that I'll mention as well in the show. But they showed a video, like a TikTok or, you know, Instagram reel, of them actually working on a model for the expansion for Tropical Americas land that's going to be going on over in Animal Kingdom. They're using inspiration from the Yucatan Peninsula over in the southeast of Mexico. They went to a trip down there to get that inspiration. I always love when Imagineers like go to the places and you know, get that inspiration. So, I mean, they did the same thing with like Bayou Adventure. They went to New Orleans and you know, learn as much as they could. But yeah, it just shows, you know, that they're hard at work at this Animal Kingdom expansion. Again, I think we're going to learn a lot more at D23. So
yeah. Look, every time I see this news, I texted you this earlier today, and I was like, I have accepted it. I have accepted it. I have. But every time it comes up, it still breaks my gosh darn heart.
I know.
Don't like it.
I know.
And you know what we still don't have is a darn date of when this is going. Like, when are you gonna be turning my poor beloved dinosaur into Indiana Jones?
I think we'll have...
Oh, we already have an Indiana Jones show at Studios, so...
Oh, there you go. He'll be in two spots now.
No, so. I'm grumpy.
Yeah, so it just, you know, again, this news article is just showing that it's being worked on. It is happening. It's in motion, so...
Yeah, nothing new, but... Nope. Progress is being made. They're staying true to their word. Just give us a date. even if it's just like in the next few years or by the end of 2025. Like,
yeah,
I don't need a firm date. I just need a general idea so I can book a trip before then.
For sure. Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to the next one, because this is going to impact for those with that need accessibility over in Disney World, you know, for those that have disabilities of any kind. So Disney is doing a big update to their Disability Access Service, which is also known as DAS. I want to talk about the changes. I am like not familiar at all with like how the, like, I know a little bit how the program works, but like, I don't know the ins and outs of it. The only thing I ever know, like ever know about it is that there are way too many people using it for like kind of fraud reasons. It's mostly just to like jump the line for, and Disney has seen the numbers rise dramatically of people using the DAS service. This is really them cracking down on that. But it sounds like it's also making it a little bit harder for those who might have issues trying to get the service. So I'll go through the changes. I'm using an article directly from allears.net who pretty much just like spelled it out pretty easily. That's kind of what I'm going to be referring to. So, okay, before I start this, have you had a family member or friend that ever used the DAS service?
I have had friends who do regularly, but I have never done it myself.
Okay, or been like a part of someone who has it?
I think I was, I'm pretty sure, yes. One time I had a friend who had DAS Pass, and we got onto a ride, but it was a, like, it wasn't someone I was traveling with, it was someone who I met down there. But I, so other than that very one-off situation where she kind of just handled everything on her own, no, but I have a lot of friends who do have it, either themselves or, siblings or kids who do need it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, again, if you don't know what DAS is, it's a system that accommodates visitors who have difficulty in the parks due to a disability. Visitors who are eligible, are those who have a developmental disability and are unable to wait in a conventional queue for an extended period of time. So pretty much it helps those, you know, wait for a ride but not in line. So when their time is called, they can just go up, you know, through whichever entryway is used for DAS, and they can just go on the ride without having to wait in line.
The system is very similar to how Genie Plus is, right? Yes. Like, you pick what ride you want, you get whatever window time is available, and then I think you still go through, like, the Genie Plus line.
Yeah. So, since you touched on it, yeah, one of the things that is that's changing are the pre-entitlements, it looks like. So, the current DAS system comes with two pre-entitlements. However, the new system will separate pre-entitlements and DAS. They will be based on the individual needs, and people using DAS will not be guaranteed two pre-entitlements. Pre-entitlements means that you get two rides per day that you could pre-book. And as I'm reading that, I'm not sure if I'm fully understanding what that means. I thought
Me
I did.
Neither. So
the new system will separate the pre-entitlements and DAS. What does that mean exactly then? Am I missing something here? They will be based on the individual's needs, and people using DAS will not be guaranteed. I guess, like, it's kind of like Genie Plus, how, like, you're not guaranteed X amount of...
Maybe, like, evaluate based on what type of assistance you need?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what, like, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Oh, okay, okay, that makes sense, because it says they will be based on the individual's needs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that means that depending on what kind of disability you have, well, depending on how many you can get.
Maybe.
Okay.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to have
to... We'll have to do some more digging on this.
I'm going to do some more digging. I apologize. Again, I told you I did not know much about this. And I read this the first time, and I was like, okay, I understand. But now I'm reading it out loud again. I'm like, okay, I maybe don't. But yeah, it looks like you'll just get a certain amount of pre-entitlements based on whatever your needs are. And someone please message me if you're way more familiar than I am, and I will make sure to correct any misinformation I'm putting out there. So I apologize. So
you know who's really good at knowing the ins and outs of DashPass?
Yep.
Is Shannon. As if I don't like, you know, pump her up every single episode.
Yeah.
But Shannon's really, really familiar with the DashPass, so I'll have to get with her and learn some more too.
Exactly, yeah. That'll be good. The other thing that's changing is there will be a partnership now with Inspire Health Alliance. Disney will be working with them to ensure that those who meet the disability criteria are receiving the services they need. That is the same company that they partnered with to handle COVID-19 vaccination confirmations for the Disney Cruise Line. And the other thing is party size. So the number of individuals in a group with the person with the disabilities is also changing. The program used to allow 6 people to be part of the party, but now it will be limited to the immediate family members or a limit of 4 people if you're traveling with friends. So then the other thing that's changing is the enrollment window. In the current system, people have a 60-day enrollment window for when their services are available to them without needing to re-enroll. With the new change, that window has been extended to 120 days.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then to get DAS in Disney World, you will have a virtual video chat with the accessibility services team before you visit to discuss your needs and the services you might require. You can do this on the day of your visit, but it's highly encouraged for you to do it before your arrival. So those are the changes that are coming, and the things that are staying. The one thing that's staying the same is the return to queue process will stay the same. This is for anyone who needs to leave the line for a bit in order to make it through the entire queue. More cast member training is being provided to ensure the process remains consistent.
Nice. I didn't actually know that was the thing.
Yeah. So that is what's happening with DAS for the most part. And again, I apologize if I have anything wrong with that. But if I get corrected or find any corrections, I will make sure to update on the next show. Any other thoughts there for you, Katie?
No. I like that they're continually updating to meet the needs of the guests. And so it's something that always needs to change with the times. So it's very good.
Yep. All right. So for the third week in a row, we have some new updates for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Mm-hmm. So last week we were talking, you mentioned it, that I really, because you said that you, which character were you really hoping to see in the?
Mama Odie.
Yeah,
I need Mama Odie.
The next day during, in the new series on the YouTube channel for Imagineering, it's called We Call It Imagineering. They unveiled new figures, one of them being Mama Odie.
Woohoo! Yeah. I'm so smart.
I know, you are. Yeah, and then it showed off Tiana in like her new adventure outfit. It showed off how Lewis works. Like it's a 15-minute video. Highly recommend watching it. It's so cool. But it's like, it's just crazy how good these audio animatronics are becoming. Like it looks like they're literally, the characters are just like jumping off the screen. Like they are just fully fledged 3D characters and they look so cool. And I cannot wait to see them in the ride.
I know. You know what? You make the joke of, oh, we're back 3 weeks in a row talking about it, but they're doing a really good job of hyping it up.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I love it. Like, they're not being annoying about it, I don't think, but they're giving us just a little tease and making it, like, making us want to come back for more. And, like, I'm already in love with all of these characters.
I know. Like, I know.
Completely.
And they announced even more critters this week. You know, I think this is the last batch. It was a bunch of frogs.
I love frogs. Frogs are my favorite animal, fun fact.
Are they really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They're so cute. Look at the little hoppy legs.
Yeah, so these frogs will bring the jazzy sounds and complex rhythms of Afro-Cuban music to life in the bayou. So we have Felipe the Frog, Myra the Frog, Mondo the Frog, Isabel the Green Tree Frog, and that's it. So those 4, and then there's a couple others. I think they mentioned that will be in the queue, because they also released a couple of images of show scenes from the attractions, from the attraction itself. So it's just like a bunch of frogs in the forests, or I should say in the bayou, just hanging out. It looks cool.
I love everything about this. Like looking into the article, like looking at all the pictures and the cute little guy. Look at the fat little frog.
So the fat
cute.
One playing the drums.
Yes! Yeah. So cute.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm really stoked for this. You know, I was listening to a podcast. The WWE radio show was interviewing the Imagineers, the head Imagineers that worked on this. And they were really talking about how in this ride, like, they're talking to you, like, in this ride. Like, they're making it about you, and they know, like, everyone knows that you're there, you're part of this adventure. You know, whereas, like, Splash Mountain, like, these characters are just, like,
they're doing their own thing,
doing
and you're
their
there.
Own thing. Yeah. So, like, these characters are acknowledging that you're there, and they're having fun with you. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the reason is for the drop. You know,
yes, same.
Like, I can't wait to see what that is. I am not going to spoil myself on this one. Like, I'm not going to watch a ride through video of how it works. Like, because they're hyping me up so much, I'm like, man, I just want this. I want it to be a complete surprise. You know,
that's awesome. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, I like it because I don't know what the drop is going to be. What I really hope though is whenever Ray sings his "Going Down the Bayou" with the bouncing firefly butts. Mm-hmm. I need that. I need to bounce my little boat butt down the bayou. That's what I'm looking forward to. Like, how fun would that be?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, that's all. We got a lot more to move to talk about, so we're going to move on from here. But, yeah, they are doing a great job of hyping us up.
Hype.
All right, for the next one, Disney announced that Test Track will be closing for a lengthy reimagining June 17th of this year. So they did announce last year that this will be happening. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen 1 week after Communicall Hall opens. So that means that, you know, all the walls will be down Epcot for about a week,
you know,
and then they'll be right back up. So.
At least Test Track is in its own little space. Like, just close off that little corner. And
exactly. Yeah.
It won't be as obvious as the entire center of Epcot.
For sure. No, that's for sure. You can kind of avoid that area, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, they showed off a new piece of concept art for, like, the entrance. And it shows like a brand new marquee. And they also did remove that huge overhead entrance with the canopy. And they're making it a much more like sleek arrival area. And it looks like it's also showing that the existing outdoor track will remain. And looks like they will not be enclosing it. I kind of wish they would enclose it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think it would be a lot more fun if it was. I mean, it's cool that it, like, does go outside, but, you know,
it blinds you, but the wind whips you so fast that it's not actually any fun.
Yeah, it kind of blinds you, but also it's like it could close down for rain. So it's like it would make more sense. The word was in my head. And
enclosed.
Yeah. Another word. Functionally. No, what the heck am I trying to say? It would make more sense for management to, like, crowd management, for having the attraction open all the time. That's not the word I'm thinking of. I'm just trying to think of a different way to say it. But to have the attraction open all the time, like, in case, like, a rain or lightning, because you have to shut it down if it's if it's not working, or if there's, like, lightning outside, you know? So at least if it's enclosed, they can keep it open. I mean, that would definitely add a lot more to the budget, but, you know, I think in the long run,
Disney can probably handle that.
I know.
Budget.
Yeah. So we don't really have any we don't have any details of the ride experience itself, but it looks like it may be moving into that, like, EV era, because right now it's about, like, power and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, this is a ride that absolutely needs updating, like serious updating, pretty frequently, with how quickly the, you know, auto technology is developing. Mm-hmm. So I like, well, first of all, hot take, I don't like Test Track. Like,
I could do without it too. Yeah,
I could do without it. Like, it's fun and I'll ride it in single rider line or if I have Genie Plus, but you bet your bottom dollar I'm not ever waiting for it. Like, the coolest part about it is making your car, and they don't even give you enough time to really make a nice car. So I actually am going to be sad if that goes away. I don't really care for Test Track, and I think having it updated a million times is probably really smart. It'll be interesting if they actually changed the track at all, because prior to this version of Test Track, it was like the test dummy cars, whatever. I can't remember what the actual theming words would be, but it was the same exact track still, for the most part. I don't think this track itself changed at all.
I don't think so either, yeah.
So I imagine they won't change the track again and just do a bunch of, call it cosmetic updates. But even that does a whole lot, but it needs to still tell the story.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, you know, I know that they talked about that they want to kind of reach back into history and use some inspiration from the original ride that was there, World of Motion. So it sounds like they want to bring something with that back. Exactly. I'm going to have to go back and try and find like an old ride through of that, because I don't remember it like at all.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I've been on it as a kid, but that's about it. So, but yeah, I'm excited for this again. I'm not, Test Track is not one that I need to ride, but I will do it. So,
there you go.
All right. Well, so if you want to ride it, make sure you do it before June 17th. The last day will be June 16th to ride it.
I will most likely not be hitting that up because I don't see myself going before June, but I'm not sad.
True, true. Okay, well, Katie, are you a fan of Star Tours at all?
I am. I'm probably not like as big of a fan of Star Tours as like Star Warsy people, but I've always loved Star Tours.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, not many people, I feel like this ride. There's never a long line in Hollywood Studios. Like, I don't know what it is, but I think Disney's doing a really cool job of like updating and adding like new encounters and missions. Like, the ride's a lot of fun. Like, it's super fun. I'm mentioning it because they, just this past week, they brought new destinations that feature a lot of the characters from Ahsoka, from Andor, and then of course the Mandalorian. So there's, you know, you get to see Din Djarin as well as Grogu. So, you know, it's, you know, I think you, it's pretty awesome. You know, you'll be able to visit a few of the different planets, encounter the hyperspace whales, if you know
what?
Those.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've watched. You watched Ahsoka?
Yeah. Of course I watched Ahsoka.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, I didn't watch Andor, so I guess I can't really say anything. Ooh. But I did watch Ahsoka.
Andor.
I know.
It's the best one. It's the best Star Wars show and piece of media that they've done in a while.
Here's the thing, people keep telling me that, and I believe them, but I just can't. I don't know.
How far did you get into it?
I don't know, 2-3 episodes.
Oh my god!
We made it pretty well. Maybe not. Maybe more than that. Like, we made it a couple episodes in.
Episodes 4-6. You got to watch those. Oh man.
Maybe I'll think about it.
And then beyond that, you got to keep going. It's so good.
I know. The crazy thing. So back to Star Tours. Not to, you know.
No, it's okay.
Derail you from making me feel bad about Andor. Also, fine. Have you ever watched How to Train Your Dragon? So,
we've already discussed that one.
Well, we've already discussed this. Anyway,
but not recently. Oh, actually, real quick. I got to mention, this is something super nerdy, but I thought
coming
of you.
From you.
I know. I thought of you the other night because you just mentioned How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'm a big movie fan. I listen to tons of movie scores. Mm-hmm. And Interstellar is one of my favorite movie scores of all time. And it heavily features an organ, you know, like a church organ, a pipe organ. and I love the score. But one of my dreams is always to hear that soundtrack be played in a church organ. Mm-hmm. There's someone I follow on Instagram who had a concert at the Princeton University Chapel this past week. And I went to her concert, and she did all this music, including music from Interstellar, and it was the greatest thing ever, listening to the music on an actual church organ. Oh my God, it was amazing.
That's so cool.
What I'm getting at is, at the end of her show, she was like, all right, I'll do one more song. And she gave two choices. She said, all right, Hunchback of Notre Dame or How to Train Your Dragon.
Uh-huh.
And everyone chose How to Train Your Dragon.
You want
to
know why? It's because it's the best score.
It is so good. Bum, 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 bum. Bum,
it's so good. Bum, that's why I'm shocked that you haven't watched it.
I know the score.
The music is fantastic.
I know. You know what? I promise this week I will watch it.
Oh my God. Tell me when you do it. I'll watch it again too, because I love it.
I will watch at least the first one this week.
Okay.
So I will do it. I promise.
The second one's okay. I don't mind the second one for a sequel. It's okay.
Okay.
But the first one is where it's at.
Sorry to go down that tangent, but I had to tell
it. Yeah. I can't believe you and I know.
But Katie,
it was
awesome hearing How to Train Your Dragon on a church organ. And like, if you look up the Princeton University Chapel, this thing is gorgeous and amazing. And it's phenomenal. Anyways,
cool.
You had a thought. I interrupted you. You were about to talk about Star Tours again.
I was trying to get us back on track.
I know. I apologize. I took us way off track.
But I was, the crazy thing that you have here in the notes, they have 250 storyline variations that you could ride.
Yeah.
In Star Trek. That is bonkers. Yeah. Like, that's so many. Can you imagine?
I know.
And I know how it's just a randomization of which one you get picked. But then, like, obviously the newer ones have a much heavier weight to being picked.
For sure.
And the older ones.
Yeah.
But 250?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how many show scenes they have all together, but yeah, because it's usually like the, you know, the initial story, and then it jumps to, is it two or three planets? I think like
it
three different storylines.
At least, yeah. And definitely then you end up
at the third one or something
back
like that.
To wherever, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You hyperspace three times. I know that much.
Yes, for 100%. You definitely hyperspace three times, yeah. But yeah, I love it. I think it's great. And what's awesome is it never has a long line. You know,
it never does.
So unless it's like a super busy day, but like it probably has like a consistent 10, 20 minute wait like every day.
That's true. The problem is that it like that asks for it to be ridden over and over again, but I can't do that one. I'm getting so old, Matt. I cannot do that one more than once,
that
maybe
one's
twice. Yeah. But like one and done, and afterwards I'm like, Nick, hold on to me because I might fall down.
No, even with my Dramamine, that's a one and done. Like I'll do it, but I know afterwards I'm not gonna feel great, but mm-hmm. I don't regret it. So
exactly, yeah.
Because I always have fun in that ride. I love it.
It's so good.
Cool. So that is happening over at Disney's Hollywood Studios right now, over at Star Tour. So check it out. Go see Ahsoka Tano, Cassian Andor, Din Djarin, and Grogu over there. All right, couple more things, and then we're going to head out of here. So Disney also offered discounts for room-only stays. They have a couple discounts for pass holders and a few different discounts for just, you know, for all hotel guests. So this is happening from between July 8th through October 3rd. Now, there's so many different numbers and price variations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go through them just because you don't want to hear me just list off numbers. I'll give you the super high level ones. So I will start with for all guests. So for everyone, you could save up to 30% for stays of 5 or more nights on hotels. Or save up to 25% for stays of 1 to 4 nights. And that top percentage is like if you're staying at like a deluxe or like a villa resort. And then like I think like the lowest might be like 15% for like those value resorts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are an annual pass holder, you can save up to 25% on the Disney value resorts, 30% on the moderate resorts, and up to 35% on Disney Deluxe and Deluxe Villa resorts. So pretty much just like an extra 10 to 5% depending on where you want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is happening again between July 8th and October 3rd. So take a look at that if you want to check those out.
It's cool that it's room only too. I feel like they've been doing package discounts lately, but room only is really nice, especially obviously for the pass holders.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, no, 100%, yeah. All right, so we have those offers. So again, there's lots more details on it that you can just, you know, Disney has all that information. Just take a look there. But that is the high-level stuff. All right, so the next one. Oh, yeah, I forgot I put this in here last minute. and then there's a little fun one at the bottom of our notes, I should say. All right, so I just saw today that there is a refurbishment announced for Disney Port Orleans French Quarter. So I know a lot of people go to the French Quarter, so this might impact your stay. So just FYI, they will be going, French Quarter will be going under, they will be undergoing refurbishments for certain rooms. And it is showing that it's going to be happening between May 24th through November 2024. So it looks like some of the rooms of the hotel will be renovating, meaning that they won't be available for, you know, for those folks. So, you know, I would be careful if you're going through that time. There may be some construction that might impact your hotel stay. So if it's something you might want to change on your reservation, maybe go to Riverside. You know, so you're not impacted by it. You know, usually Disney's pretty good with construction, but construction always kind of stinks, you know.
Yeah.
Like, man, it was quite a bummer. One night or one day was our pool time on our previous trip. And, like, they're just jackhammering at, like, the hot tub in, like, midday. And we're just like, well, we're not going to go to the feature pool because, like, the kids like it in this one and, like, but we're hanging out by the pool and we're just hearing jackhammers.
Oh. When I was at Beach Club in 2022, they were renovating some of the rooms there right above the pool. And yeah, it was like all day long, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Luckily, the pool was still fine. They weren't in the pool area.
Yeah, but you
they
hear
were doing
it.
But it was right there. It was like, yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
So, like, it impacts your stay.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't want to be hearing this the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Riverside. I love Riverside. Riverside is gorgeous.
I've never been over to Port Orleans before.
Really? Yeah. So I've never been to the French Quarter, but I have stayed at Riverside, and it is just so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I just love the area.
Yeah. Everyone says it is. I really want to take, like, a boat ride from, like, Disney Springs one day just to, like, go around. Like, I was attempting to maybe do that on this previous trip, like, spontaneously. Like, I brought up the idea on our Disney Springs day. I was like, hey, do you want to, like, go do this? But unfortunately, because of just my kid's nap, we're like, nah, let's just go back to the hotel. So we didn't do it. But it was a thought. It was a thought.
There you go.
So, yeah. So just be wary of those refurbishments happening later this year. All right. The last one today. Katie, I thought this was super interesting.
Yes. This is when we ask our listeners for financial support for an upcoming purchase for us.
Yes. So Katie and I need $50,000.
It's not that much, really.
Yeah. Sorry. To be exact, $49,900.
Oh, it's a steal. There you go.
Yeah. So you can buy one of the cabins at Fort Wilderness. They are fully furnished and functional. Yeah, but you can buy it. You can go to OrlandoResortCabins.com and you can buy them. So apparently, I guess this company bought all of the old cabins directly from Disney because they put the new ones in. And I'm looking at this virtual tour right now. I'm like, these things are still like really nice.
So nice.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. If I was like just uber rich, like I would just buy a piece of land in like Vermont or something and just like put this cabin on that land.
That's like, a really good idea.
Put it in the woods somewhere. If I had all this expendable money, you know, I'm going to take all the money out of my 401k and just do this. I'm going to do
it. I fully recommend that. Do it, and then I will also move in.
Perfect.
Because I also need one, but I'm not going to take all the money out of my 401k. No. So I'm glad that you're taking that one up.
I got to buy the land too. So I need the
money. Yeah, if you could just get on that, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really want one. They're super fun. What a life that would be to be like, you know what? I might not have any money for a home or my future, but at least I live in a Fort Wilderness cabin.
I mean, you have a home. It's like,
true. I have a home.
Oh, wait. I could just sell the home I live in now.
Okay.
I got plenty of equity.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm thinking smarter. I don't have to dump my 401k.
Good idea. Save the 401k. Save the 401k.
Anyways.
Kids out there, put money in your 401k. It's non-negotiable.
Yeah. Yeah. This is cool, though. I think this is so funny. And when I saw this pop in my news article, like in my news feed.
Yeah.
I was like, that's awesome. That's really cool. So there was even a news story about it. It was one of the local Orlando.
Yeah.
One of the, you know, local Orlando channels.
Local stations, yeah. Stations. Well, I think it's really cool, too, because she was saying on that, because I saw that clip, and she was saying that they took all of the Disney characters out of it, but left everything else. Like, they still have the iconic, like, wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Wilderness decor in them. It just doesn't specifically have Mickey or Chip and Dale or anything on it.
Yeah, like the moose really lamps cool. like, and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, they still kept it all the same other than the, you know, copyrighted Disney stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, I would want those sconces. I know, like, you can go on eBay and there are people that you can, like you can buy hotel, like, stuff on eBay. Like,
okay, new plan. Buy one of these, rip it to pieces, sell each piece individually for twice the cost, and you would make your money back.
Yeah, you could probably do that.
There you go. I'd buy a sconce.
A sconce, yeah.
I wouldn't buy a sconce. That's a funny word, though. All right, we should get out of here.
Yeah, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. You know, you can find me at Park Chatter Pod on Instagram. I'll be honest, I have not been on there very much lately. I've removed Instagram from my phone, but I check it on my desktop every now and then. But Katie, where can we find you?
So I'm on a little bit more than that, but not really. I'm at Magically Mootsy on Instagram. I did actually just post a reel for the first time in I don't know how long the other day. So I feel really proud of myself. It's for a good cause. It was my best friend's birthday. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, I actually saw that. Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, for Cassie. Yeah. So I had to make a reel of all of her shenanigans that she puts me through when we go to Disney together.
Awesome. Well, it's always good to have a best friend to go to Disney with. So
it really is. We were just talking today. We're trying to figure out when we can go in the fall and if we go and if we go to the Halloween party and what costumes we'd be. So currently the top ranked option is we're going to dress up as a big tree and a big ball and be Epcot and Animal Kingdom.
Oh, love that. Nice. Love it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here for today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You know, you can do that on all major podcast platforms. So please check that out over there. All right. Well, let's get out of here, Katie. Until next time. I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.